A 10-game road trip starts for the Cubs on Friday. Perhaps it's time to make some lineup changes. We talk about that and more.
You are Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Cubs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Alongside Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy. Please support the show and be a part of the Locked On Cubs community by following on all audio platforms. And you can watch, subscribe, and leave a comment on YouTube. Thanks so much for making us your first listen. Sam and I are lifelong fans, taking our passion into discussion with you on all things Cubs. Today's Friday episode is presented by Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed with Game Time. Cubs had an off day on Thursday before beginning a long 10-game road trip Friday in San Diego against the Fathers. We'll get to that series in a little bit. We're also going to go around the division later on as well. But first, we're going to pose the questions of some possible lineup changes that manager David Ross and company can make when first pitch is thrown Friday night, and whether they stick around or not, we'll see. But I think it's time to do some shuffling and shuffling with a purpose, Sam.
Yeah, a couple of things before we dive into it today. First of all, it feels so great when the Cubs don't play. So much happier, so much less stress. If you are a listener of the show, and I hope you are, and you sent me this hat today, please let me know, because pleasant surprise, but also a little concerning, since I don't think, have I ever given out my address on this program? I don't think so.
You will not be doing that ever.
Yeah. So anyways, if you are a fan and did this and whatever, anyway, cool hat.
It's a great hat.
And I needed a new one. And I think, and people have made fun of me that I only wear the same one. So I definitely think it's show related.
Well, I think the last time you did a show without a hat was in like February.
No, it was before my haircut.
Right.
Before we get into the lineup changes too, just want to say it's about 6 Central. I'm a little bit concerned as Jed Hoyer was scheduled to go on with Waddle and Sylvie today. I think Jesse Rogers was in for Waddle.
He was.
And Jed did not go, and that was the same day that, you know, we were – maybe going to find out some steel injury news. Don't want to over speculate, but just was hoping by the time we recorded for Friday's show, we would have good news, and we don't. So I don't want to just pretend we're ignoring the elephant in the room, because that's not what this show does. The elephant in the room is big, and it's making me queasy. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of pacing back and forth, certainly some nervous energy. So clubhouse for away games should open about 3 hours before game time. So about 5 Central or so tomorrow, I think we'll hear about that, and I'll brace for whatever happens, I suppose. All right, so my first thing with the lineup, Sam, unfortunately, has to do with Ian Happ and just potential selfishness. I tried to do some digging, but I recall him saying he doesn't like, or there's a narrative out there, maybe it was from Ross.
That there's a narrative, yeah.
He doesn't like hitting leadoff, and yeah. And if that prevents Ross from penciling his name in first, I think that's wrong. I have to say that.
Yeah. Go ahead. I don't like losing.
Right. And so if that's not a possibility because he doesn't like it, you know, like, dislike, I mean, I'm not sure what we're talking about here. So if that's not a possibility, then I don't understand it. I think it is selfish. I think maybe there's a little stubbornness. I don't think he's been excellent at it in his career, but his profile this year would indicate that he would be better off hitting first or second. Alas, my projection that I'm going to post here in a minute or two, I don't have him lead off because I don't think it's going to happen because he refuses to do it.
I don't think any of this is going to happen.
Horner's got to be 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Suzuki needs to go up. Swanson still in the 2 to 5 range.
Yeah.
And Bellinger is proven to be just a giant absence. And we'll see when he comes back. His replacement right now, Mike Tauchman, has done a fine job, or really more than fine, especially offensively. I have him a little bit higher than I think you would have him. I'll reveal here. So. And I have Mervis and Morel as everyday players right now for the most part as well. But I think we're my guess would be you're starting is the Horner spot. Maybe third or cleanup, or what are your thoughts right now?
First of all, are we assuming righties to start here?
Yeah, righties.
Righties are
because
pitching.
Friday night's at Waka.
Ugh.
Waka v. Tyone. Way to kick off the summer.
Yeah. I think I would do... I agree with you. You said exactly what I've been feeling since, I don't know, late February, probably. I'd have Hap leading off, which is unrealistic. I would have I don't like Hap and Seiya back to back. I like to change the approach. I like to change the yep. I like to diversify the hitters back to back. So I'd probably have something like Hap, Dansby, Seiya, Horner, Talkman, 1-5, probably something like that. I gotta tell you, and this is a different show. I'm just not like enthralled with Mervis or Morel right now, but I totally want them to be in the lineup.
They're struggling big time.
And one more thing, by the way, because I've been getting a lot of this on Twitter, and I love it. I love it all, and I love addressing it on the show. And I think that's why people love giving it to me, because they know I'm going to address it on the show. Just because we wanted Mervis up doesn't mean we're not allowed to say that he hasn't been off to a good start. We wanted him up because Eric Hosmer wasn't producing, Trey Mancini wasn't producing, and in AAA, he was producing. I'm not some gifted advanced scout that was going to project that he was going to come up here and hit 189. I just thought in that situation, the unknown was better than the known. And yep. I still believe that. And Matt Mervis deserves a lot more time to see what he is. And at the end of the year, we'll make a decision if the Cubs now have first base at a position in need and go from there. And at some point, it's probably not today, but we're going to address one of the great developments in this season is Miguel Amaya's emergence because catcher is becoming not a position of need. But anyways, let's see the lineup, and then I'll go in from there. Is Mancini in it?
No, why would he be in
okay,
it?
Okay, good.
All right, here we go.
Righties. This is
we got
righties.
Suzuki leading off. Talkman second. Horner third. Hap fourth. Swanson fifth. Mervis sixth. Wisdom seven. Gomes eight. And Morel nine. Line of projection presented by yours truly.
This is a great lineup. If we are under the assumption that Ian Happ cannot bat leadoff, I really like it.
He can, he just won't.
I'd still rather have Seiya and Happ back to back. I like Talkman in the middle because he puts the ball in play and is aggressive.
I hear you.
So Suzuki Happ 1-2 and flip them, even though, like I said, I don't love it. But if they ran this out Friday night, I'd be really excited.
Okay. Yeah,
we're so excited. I think sometimes too Ross overdoes the hey, we got to make sure we have right, left, right.
I sometimes fall in that pattern too.
I think that's a big deal the other way. I just don't think you want to have a bunch of lefties in a row.
Okay.
I think Dansby to fifth's probably a little much.
Yeah.
That would be a surprise. Yeah, but this would make more sense. The only thing is I just think my whole thing about changing the lineup is I think Happ and Suzuki should get as many plate appearances as possible because they're the two best guys in terms of getting on base, but they're not the best guys with driving runs in. Talkman's been, okay in that area. Horner historically has been. Bleacher Nation, by the way, Matt, came out with an article, basically what you've been saying for the last month about the clutch stat. I tagged you in that tweet. But you don't really ever check Twitter. So.
No, I check it.
Yeah, so that was really cool. I was hoping you'd read that. But yeah, I like that. I just think it's time to shuffle some things around, right? In the last three games, respectively, you've scored 1, 2, and 3 runs.
Right.
And you failed in the clutch over and over again. And a lot of the guys have hurt you. Like, even Bellinger was really bad in the clutch when he was up here. Suzuki, I think, has been the worst one statistically. Happ, historically in his career, hasn't been good in high-leverage situations. I do wonder, like, Madrigal's tearing it up in AAA. With a team that is struggling so bad in high leverage, is it worth just having him on the bench for that at-bat that Mastroboni messed up yesterday?
I think you could see him back on the road trip sometime.
Yeah.
He's tearing it up. That's what we want.
And people like don't understand, like a guy like Mancini and Madrigal, even though those guys haven't proved to be everyday players against righties, having a guy come off the bench late in a big spot like Mancini did yesterday is the difference between sometimes winning and losing ball games.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and Mancini weirdly in his career is like, has like a really good pinch hitting track record.
Yeah, that is strange. All right, coming up next, we're going to preview the next series, Cubs-Padres, to begin a 10-game road trip on Friday. We do that next. Today's episode is presented by Game Time. Buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll have. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event, sometimes even minutes before first pitch. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account, redeem code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed with Game Time. The Cubs play the Padres at 8:40 p.m. Central Friday, and you can listen to every pitch with the Cubs hometown broadcast on SiriusXM. On the SXM app, search Cubs, or tune into channel 844 and catch the Cubs all season long on SiriusXM. Cubs begin a 10-game road trip Friday in San Diego. Cubs play four games with the Padres Friday through Monday, an odd four-gamer there. It's going to be Tyone.
Let me guess. Can I guess it?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't looked yet. So you said Tyone Walker Friday.
Right.
So I know Musgrove threw today on Thursday. So that means he's out for the series.
He's out. Yep. But the rest of the rotation is in.
Is it former Cub Yu Darvish on Saturday?
Yes.
And he would be
opposed. Nice job.
And he would be opposed by, is it Drew Smiley?
That's true.
Well, that's obvious. I mean, I know. And then Sunday, Stroman. And then Monday's Hendricks for us.
That's true.
I have no. It's got to be Snell Monday, and I don't know their. Is it? I don't know who their other guy is.
It's Ryan Weathers, a lefty.
Is that
back-to-back lefties?
Is that a fill-in start?
I believe so. I believe there's been a rotation between him and Nick Martinez.
Is Snell slated for Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, so we get back-to-back lefties to close out. Ah, that's good. If you can win one of the first two, you'll feel good about your chances because the Cubs you know, have really done well against the Southpaws this season.
Well, and you have four different first pitch times, which is strange. 8:40, 9:10, 4:30, and 8:10.
Did we ever get to the bottom why Sundays at 4:30, 2:30 local time? That can't be when they start the regular games.
No, I never investigated that. It's very odd.
I wonder if they have like a pregame ceremony or something.
Yeah, no, that's a good guess. I would venture towards that. My cousin Brian's wedding on Saturday is this Saturday, so I've had vision, Sam, for a couple of months, really, of the Cubs being around first place in the NL Central, and you know we're all huddling around a TV somewhere and keeping tabs on the game. And
yeah, the only huddle you'll be doing is on the dance floor.
Friday, we have a party we're both attending. Of course, we're going to watch these games, but I just wish it was under better circumstances. And yeah, the goals for the road trip, I think, are pointless.
I totally agree, dude.
You know, and I don't know how else to say that. That they're 24 and 31. And so it's pointless to sketch it out. This is a larger deficit than people realize. The standings say 4.5 games out. But 7 under .500 is extremely difficult to recover from. And people have floated out 5-5 as the goal. That does nothing. And what does 6-4 do? And by the way, what are those four losses like? So any type of projection for this 10 games is pointless. Please keep that.
I'm excited for Sutcliffe.
Okay.
Assuming he'll be on. No, I agree with everything you said. Could I just say one quick thing that's totally off topic?
Saturday's game's on FS1 as well.
Awesome. Can I tell you one quick thing? I was listening to 1000 today with Sylvie and Rogers.
Yeah, same.
And Rogers was defending Ross because they're buddies, and that's fine. And Rogers, this is the stuff that drives me crazy about the people that cover the Cubs. Roger says something like, hey, I went after Ross and asked him why he pulled Wisniewski for Leiter. And like in my head, I'm like, that's not going after him. That's an easy response for Ross. Leiter gets out lefties better than Wisniewski. The question, you don't even ask the right question. We debated this on yesterday's show. We could debate whether that's a feel or not, but what we can't debate is that Ross just played the numbers, right? Now, we could debate whether that's the right strategy, but what I want to do is it's inconsistent because if you're going to play the numbers in the seventh, why didn't you play the numbers in the eighth and have Auslaia righty face Jose Siri? And that's the question that needs to be asked. I'm sorry. That just bothered me today. I had to get that out.
Yeah, just a little bit more zooming in on the questions there about the actual game.
Because that question doesn't solve the issue, because Ross will answer it and say it that way. Then the follow-up should be, well, then why didn't you do that in the eighth?
Right.
I'm just bothered by it all. But the good news is there wasn't a game today. And in a few minutes, I'm going to watch the NBA Finals on ABC.
Well, and I'm like I've said before, I'm never going to be out on this team because of the just being a diehard fan, but
yeah,
you know, that could happen on this trip potentially. If this trip could really this could do it.
And if it does do it, still watch the show because I have some comedy bits I'd like to audition out.
So I just wanted to share that.
We could do some routines. We could have guests. We could have like a, you know how they do Fridays with Rossi? We could do like Tuesdays and pick some of our guests and just kind of just shoot the you know what and just have a blast.
Like who would be on? Like my dad or something?
No, we could have like some of our main
Bruce
listeners.
Levine.
No beat writers.
Oh, wow.
No beat writers. They don't do a good enough job.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Well, Cubs are 4.5 games out. We go around the rest of the NL Central coming up next. Welcome back to Locked On Cubs Friday episode. Thanks for being with us. Shout out to the everydayers who are with us all 5 episodes throughout the week. And you can become an everydayer by checking us out each and every weekday. Brewers are 29-27. Pirates are 28-27. Reds 26-29. Cardinals 25-32. And the Cubs in last place at 24-31. Cubs start that long road trip to begin the month of June. And the other teams to begin the month of June play each other, as this weekend it's Brewers-Reds and Cardinals-Pirates. So actually interesting, especially given that the Reds are doing so well that you could continue to put a dent into the Brewers' lead and the Cubs could potentially take advantage of that in terms of the results. And I'm also starting to think the Brewers don't finish first in this division, but maybe that's for a different show. But this division has not really had an uptick yet. There is one team that has gotten recognition even on a national level this week, and that is the team in Cincinnati. And they have more guys on the way probably this month as well. So maybe this weekend is where more people even take notice on them.
Yeah. If you want to be a glass half full person, since you might have just caught Cincinnati at the wrong time because they're just on fire and they've been on fire since.
Yeah.
If you're a glass half empty person like myself, you say that's how you get a team going. Come to Wrigley Field. Because that got St. Louis going. You got right. Cincinnati going, but they were hitting. They were hitting at a clip that was a little bit eye rolling. I mean, just even Jed in his when he was in the booth during Wednesday's game was like, every time I looked up, Ian Happ was in the left field corner, digging out a double.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the division's bad. It's the second worst division in baseball for a reason, and it makes it all the more frustrating that if we were just, and a lot of people think that I think this team is better than it is, and that I got duped by the 12-7 beginning or 14-10 beginning. I was somebody that thought that this team was going to hover around 83, I think, was my final total. I think that's what I said. If that was what they are on pace for right now, they'd be in first place. So I'm not expecting – I just don't buy that this team, that this is who they are. I just don't buy it. Now, it may end up right like that because once it goes south, it just keeps going south. But right. I just – this is not a team that should be on a 71-win pace. It just isn't. It just isn't. Their bullpen is a disaster. And that's the main reason why they're on a 71 pace. I think the clutch hitting and the managing stuff is marginal, and that's probably the difference between being significantly better. But the main reason they're not at least 500, which is what, three games better, is the bullpen is just a complete and utter disgrace. I mean, it is the worst in all of the league when they have a lead. And nobody right. really projected that happening. It's like Roger said today on 1000, if their bullpen is middle of the pack, they are right there. And right. if you want to defend David Ross, that's your defense.
Well, if they were, let's see here. I'm having a brain freeze.
No. Well, did you have any like frozen treats?
No, not yet. Oh. At least might make a Culver's run later.
I haven't had a snow cone in a while.
So they've played 55 games.
That would be correct. 24 plus 31.
So if they were 27 and 28, how would you feel about this team?
I'd feel a little bit better. Okay. I'd feel literally a little bit better. But I would still be disappointed in the way they've lost games. Like I really think that this team. Is a what was if Michael Fulmer was good and Brad Boxberger was good, they would be five games up. Because you got to remember, a lot of the bad bullpen efforts comes from Ross going to other guys because he doesn't trust them. Right. But yeah, I mean, if they were three games better, yeah, I'd feel a lot better. If they just won two out of three against Cincinnati, two games better. And they had instead of a 4-5 homestand, a 6-3 homestand, I'd feel a lot better. And that's the beauty of this thing, is if they go out and win 3 out of 4 in San Diego, we'll feel a lot better. That's the beauty of it. And that's the beauty of only being 4.5 out. You say, well, what, you know, this, that, I agree with you, but that's the one thing. Whereas if you're, let's say you're in the AL East, what, winning 3 out of 4 against San Diego, your season's over. So the beauty of it is you still technically control your own destiny. Well, I guess technically, not technically, but you still ideally control your own destiny. If they rattle off 35 of their next 52, they'll be a first place team. I just haven't seen the evidence of this. When's the last time this team won 3 in a row? It was in Oakland.
The Cubs would have to go 57-50 the rest of the way to finish 81-81. Be sure to hit that subscribe button for Locked On Cubs on YouTube and smash the like button for the algorithm, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast and streaming on SiriusXM. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for a Friday show.
Pray for Justin Steele.
In the event of Steele breaking news, we will be on Friday night on demand, not live, but we'll hop on for 5 to 10 minutes. Hopefully not. Otherwise, everybody have a great weekend. And he's Sam Olber. I'm Matt Cozy. This is Locked On Cubs.